We're holding the Siman Tov Mem Dalet. We did Siv Zayin. We did not do the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Zayin. Maybe we'll just run through the Sif again. Did we do Vav yesterday? I think we did Vav when we ran Zion.
Is that the
Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah Zion, right?
Yeah.
Let's run through the Mishnah Berurah again. Haluch B'yam Yadal person is Sif Zion. Person is traveling on Yom Yadal for going for Dvar Mitzvah. Kegaren Lomolus Benoy or Lecho. So there's Erisin B'Beis Kamov. He's going to celebrate the Erisin. Bizman Chazal used to split the two. He used to split the Erisin and the Nesuin. Erisin is the Kedushin. He gives her an item of value, and he says, "Rabbi Kedushesli, the Bazu Kedush Mishav Yisrael." Now they're married. They don't live together until they do the Nesuin, which is the Chuppah, which sometimes would take place much later. But even celebrating the Erisin, the Chosin is celebrating the Erisin in his father-in-law's house. So they're celebrating. So that's considered a Sudas Mitzvah. He's doing an Anyam Yudal. Okay. When is Gashiyesh Chomen to base? Any real Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about that. And he remembers that he has Chomet back home. If he could go back home, do the beer, and then come back to do his mitzvah, so that's he should do that. So this will end up doing both the beer and the mitzvah. If he goes back, he's going to end up being mavato the mila. He won't be able to have time to get to where the child is and do the mila. For example, let's say that the mila is where the child is somewhere else, and he has to get to the child and do the bris. And if he goes back to the beer, burning the chametz, so he won't have enough time. This is not talking about Shabbat, talking about Erev Shabbat. Talking about the regular weekday. So what do? You let him believe, but he doesn't do beer, and he just relies on bittul, and he continues on and does his mitzvah. If he's going not for the purpose of a mitzvah, but rather to save and protect. And all the examples he gives is he's saving from the river is flooding. He has to save from the river, or from a fire, or from there's been a collapsed building, and he has to go and check to see if there's anybody's alive. Miato anos, or if there's somebody who is attacking the people and they're trying to fight back. Yivalena beliboy velo yachser filiyeshos. Over there, we tell him don't go back home to do. Focus on doing the Hatzolah because there's the potential danger for life. So just do Bittul and focus on the Hatzolah. A person went for his own personal needs. So he has to go back. How much Chometz has to be left that he is aware of that he has to do beer on, that he has to go back for beer? A kebeya has to be at least the size of a kebeya. Pachas mikan, vatla beliba v'day. If it's less than a kebeya, just do bittul and that's enough. We don't send them back to destroy it. Mishaber chav gimel lomlos benoy. Now, l'sudas bris mila. Since the language of the Shulchan Aruch is interesting. It says the eat l'sudas erison. Or to do meal on his child. It doesn't discuss the Sudas Bris. So he says, the Sudas Bris meal of Mashadol Mikra Mitzvah and Yinzeh Levatel Mitzvah Spear. Eating the Suda of the Bris does not have a halacha. For this point, it's not considered a significant enough of a mitzvah that would override your mitzvah of beer. So obviously we can do both, but we can't do both. And the question is, which one? So Machaber says, keep going and do the mitzvah. That's not true. By Sudas Bris Mila, he says, you know what, go back and do beer, and somebody else will eat. Not you. Sudas Arison, Chavdalad, who are then Sudas Oisin, Beshosh Akala, Mechabelis, Sivlornos, that they, Bisman Chazal, part of the process of the marriage process, they would send her Sivlornos, the Chazal would send the Kala, Sivlornos. Sivlornos were presents. But it was done, it was, you know, they would deliver them and they would be, and they would celebrate together. So that's considered a Sudas Mitzvah. Because according to Huadin, Bizonenu, Kresim Sudu Bishas Ksivus, that's a Noyim Gam Ken Mikri Sudas Mitzvah. That which we make a Sud at the time when they make the Tanoim, that's also called a Sudas Mitzvah. So now, what's that about? So Tanoim is. That they're both sides would make a commitment to go ahead with the marriage. This is important because Gemara says in Kedusha in the first parak, I think it's Daf Yud Gimel. Gemara says that it's also Adam the Kaddish Yisha below Shaduchi, and Gemara says actually that without formalizing the commitment to marry, which is called Shiduchim, in the Gemara's Lashon. It's also to Mekadosh. It's considered a zilzul in the woman to just go straight, you know, take a woman and give her a kedushin. First commit and then do it. So the Mora says that Rab would actually give a person malchus mirabonon for being Mekadosh a woman without shidduchim. The fulfillment of that in the time of the Rishonim and Acharonim was called Tanoim. They would get together, the parents, the people from both sides would get together and make commitments. They would also make commitments if they, you know, whatever financial commitments they're making to each other. And they also committed that if they broke the shidduch, they'd have to pay some type of a kanas. That was called tanoim. Now, it is considered very chomer in halacha to break a tanoim without a valid reason. And that created interesting, there's a whole genre of tshuvas generated because people who had want to know if they have a valid complaint to allow them to break the shidduch. When you'd have, you know, this true from the Bihud and others, where they were responding to people who were claiming, well, this the person did this, I think that's a valid reason to break the shidduch, is it or isn't it? Because of the chumrah of breaking the tanoim, many people nowadays do not make tanoim. The reason why bechasas, which we make before, we make a tanoim by the chosin's tish. Why do we do that? So we do that because of this Gemara. The Gemara says that you can't be Mekadosh Ish without Tanoim. So if we wouldn't make official Tanoim, we end up just going straight into the Kedusha, which is not acceptable. The Gemara says it's not acceptable. So we make at least this Tanoim, which we're not worried about the person breaking it, because I mean, he's right there by the Chasna already. So the concern of a person breaking it is minimal. So we make some form of a Tanoim right before we go down to the Bedek and to the Chasna. So that tanoim is they used to make it. They used to actually make it. They would make a suda by then, by the tanoim. That's called a sudas mitzvah. Even nowadays, by the chassidish and by some of the real, you know, yeshivas and mishpachas, they still make a tanoim. What we most people make a vort nowadays. They make a tanoim. They don't make a vort. They make a tanoim. And that was. The vort was the tanoim, and they would actually write, they would sign on the tanoim then. If you go into a sworn store in New York, you ask for a copy of a text of a tanoim, they'll ask you which one do you want. Do you want the tanoim of a real tanoim? Do you want the tanoim that you use already for the chasa? It's actually a different text. So he's eating a suda there, so he's eating a suda there, so he's eating a suda there, his father means to the chasa. Someone else is invited to simply to come to Sudas Arison, it's also considered a mitzvah for him. But for the son of law, it's definitely considered a mitzvah. Okay, Chavav, this is Sheshla Chometz. Wouldn't even stop Hashem and Yeshla Chometz. This issue is not only if he knows for sure, even if he's a question, if he has Chometz, he would have to go back if there's enough time. Chen Kosra Chren. By going back, you're not going to end up refraining from this mitzvah. There's time to do both. So obviously you have to go back. So Nikayim Shneim. Umasha the mitzvah is a beer kedemes, and in the order you do the mitzvah's beer first, and then go do your other mitzvah. That's the correct order.
If he's misupak whether he has chametz or not, how can he be sure that there's kabeisa to require him to go back?
Well, that's what the Maram Chalav is saying. He's saying that possibility of a chi of beer is enough to be mechayev him if it's possible to go back. And he'll see if he has chametz.
Doesn't sound like that from the Chagar.
That's true. That is true. The Shogunot does not sound like he's saying that. But the Maram Chalav is definitely entitled to have his own opinion. He was a Rishon. So, Bimlav, if there's not enough time to go back to do beer and then do the mitzvah. If a person goes back and does the beer, he won't have enough time left to do the mila that day or the suda that day. So then we say, listen, but let him believe it, just do bittul. But mokum shahu, where you are, achar bittul in circle varal mi divrei sefer. Once bittul's been done, midaraisa your yard, saying that he to do beer is rabbanon. And over here, Chazal removed their mitzvah because of the other, they removed their rabbanon of beer. The chacham allowed you to rely on the din Torah of bittul sufficient, and they allowed you to go do the other mitzvah. Umari, obviously, she would die, mashachamisha, she yachal about. This is all talking about whether bittul is a valid option. I.e., it's before the end of the fifth hour. If this dilemma arises already when the sixth hour has started, which you cannot do bittul anymore, so now you have a problem of you must go back and do beer. You can't rely on bittul. So then the iser of chametz. So now, what's more important? They should address the issue of chametz, or he should do the mitzvah meal and the son. So you can't do bittul, so you have to go back and do beer. But he'll end up not doing the bris meal on the eighth day. I say this: Hashpisu Chometz Tvei, the command, positive commandment of destroying the chometz, takes precedence. Sh'or v'leh b'chol rega, mashen kim b'mila v'inuch. So, every single second there's a commandment to destroy the chometz. Every single second, every moment there's a prohibition of having chometz once Pesach starts. And whereas Mila, you didn't do the mitzvah, that's it. Before I get to that. So there's a fascinating machshava from the Chaim Brisker that he differentiates between Mila Bismanoi and Mila Shalab Bismanoi. Mila Bismanoi, the Torah gave a commandment do bris Mila on the eighth day. That which we do bris milah earlier in the day is because it's Tzvizim Makdim, and it's better to always try and do mitzvah b'zrisus. But the command was do it any time during the 8th day. If a person doesn't do it the first moment of the day, he's not being mevatel on asay. The bittul asay of doing meal on the 8th day would only be if the whole day went by and he didn't do meal. On the 9th day, Tzimila Shalom Bezmanoi, there's a commandment to do meal. He's going to do meal. There's no time set for it. So as soon as it's possible, do it, you have a chiyuv to do it. If you wait a second, you've been mevatel the mitzvah. Because that moment, you have a chiyuv to do milah. So he says, a fascinating shaila. You have two children to do a milah on. One is is after day 8. He was sick, and now he got better. And one is a child on day 8. So he says, well, day 8 is the mamash, the ikrik mitzvah is to do it on day 8. He says, and the other one is just, you know, he's like the leftovers, so day eight should go first. No, the loch is the opposite, Rav Chaim Brisker says. Because the day eight fellow, if you did it later, you weren't mevatel mitzvah. The day nine child, every single moment, when you're able to do milah, you have a command to do milah, and you're ignoring that commandment. So that would be compared to tashbih. So every single moment, there's a pasuk and get rid of your chametz. So every single moment, you're commanded. Whereas the milah, he's saying over here, is not b'chol rega. That's on milah on day eight. But milah on day nine, they're both on the same level of chumrah. Just come out according to Rav Brisker. So if you look at the Sharatzin and Chavdal, he raises this question. Take a look at the Sharatzin and Chavdal. Magen Avraham, he says that the mitzvah of Tashbisu overrides Milu. They have difficulty with what the Magen Avraham is saying. There's a constant commandment to do Milu. When he has died, he had said, "Ima Magen Avraham." The Magen Avraham is right. Shemila, Ashachiyuba b'yam shemini. Become welcome zmano who kolayar. So Mila, even though the commandment is day eight, any time of day eight, you fulfill the mitzvah. Also, the reason my demon is always better to do the earlier because of the reasons. Mashenken, I say the tashbisu who maskel take of lachar chatzais. It happens merely because in every single moment you must do it now. It goes first. Well, at the end of the day, you're not going to do meal on day eight. That's taka wrong. Yeah, but right now, the pressure of the need for tashbisu is more chomer because it's every single moment. And if a meal, you end up not doing the meal, less than book. Now, but gabba milah shlo bisman, shekhulu chiyuva b'chol rega v'rega. That's what milah bisman. Milah shlo bisman, there's no such thing as, it's any time today. That's not the pshat. It's every single moment it's a chiyuva to do. So the chara, so that should be the same level of chumra as tashbis. Even so, it's still not as chumra as tashbis. How is that? In the commandment of Tashbisu, which is a positive commandment, there's also a negative element. You should not have chametz in your house. Get all the chametz out of your house. So you should not have any chametz in your house from Erev Pesach Chatzos until the end of the 7 days of Pesach. Shavuot Yom Echad Mitzuzu should be Yavshel Asakon Yisoyim. Avichasam Shliyachal Himonos. So that day you did not destroy it. You ended up with chametz in your house on that day. So you can't say, "Well, tomorrow when I do the Tashbisu, it'll solve the problem." No, it won't. Because that day that you had chametz in your house incorrectly remains a reality. That's by Pesach. Mashen ken b'mila, soif saf yom aloysoi, mochisra elamash shehisha milakayim. Over there, you'll end up with fulfilling the mitzvah of mila. You'll do it a day later. So, elamai what? You weren't mekayim the mila as early as you should have. Then he brings it to the Evaners. It's Chalak on the Magen Avraham. But the Maaseh of the Magen Avraham has a source from Ram Chalava. The Magen Avraham gives in a situation where you have a conflict that the mitzvah of Tashbisu takes precedence. Now, comes along the Mishabura, back in the Mishabura. Okay, however, im if what the mitzvah he's going to do was take care of somebody who's a meis mitzvah, which means she'en lo kerver, then nobody, he has no relatives who will take responsibility for his burial, either because he doesn't have any relatives or because they're not here. and they won't be able to get here. You know, nowadays, you know, get a plane and fly, but you know, the time with Mishabura, you know, he has an uncle in the Argentina. It's not going to help. You know, you send him a letter. You know, it'll come 3 weeks from now. I mean, the person has to be buried. And he's out there not being taken care of.
Where are you?
I'm in the Shabura. Whoever gets there first has a chiyuv to bury him. And he realizes that he has chametz in his house. So now he has mesnitzah and chametz. He realized he found the mace mitzvah, and he has chametz at home. And every every moment he's ignoring the chametz, he's over there to bayira. V'afil yesh shos b'yim shuchol lachzor lebeisu levayra chametz lachzor lelech lekover b'bayira. So listen, I'll go home and do beer. I'll come back and I'll bury the mace. Af b'kein osel alozes mimenu achik b'renu. But no, you cannot leave the mace. You have to stay with him and you have to bury him. Shagala Kobana Briyas Kazeh, Shadakh Kola Mr. Shabatara Bashebaltas. He's not actively being over a transgression of the Torah. He's passively not doing beer chametz. His responsibility to the mace, because of the Kobana Briyas, which is involved, that ignoring a dead person is a tremendous bizoyan to the covet of a human being. That it allows us to override any of the positive commands of the Torah by Sheva Tasa, by being passive. He's not actively going against the mitzvah, but rather he is just not being mekayim. That's a Gemara in Brachas, Nav Chaf. In a case where he's going to save from a fire or from the river or from the Mapalus or from the Listim, even if there's time to go back, don't go back. You can go back and come back and save. You don't go back. You just be mavat. Vatam. Why is that? Mishum, so that the Mishum itself of Vosh is, the situation where there's potential danger for life. He said, listen, I don't want you going back and coming back. Well, it'll be okay. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe no. All right? We don't want you taking any chances. Just do what's all to vashes and to subito. Even though theoretically both could be niskayim, we don't want you taking chances. Do what's all and we'll worry about just a bit on the other end. Because I'm going to run. Now, what would be in a situation where it's after the sixth hour started and you can't do beer? So say, listen, if it's a question of hatzol to vashes versus being mekana dinder abonon of beer, yeah, you know, with chazal or mekel, just be mevatel, that's the raisa, and do your mesmitzah. Now, he didn't do bitl, and it's now after chatzos, and he finds a mesmitzah. Here he's got a problem. He can't do bitl, because it's too late to do bitl. If he doesn't actively destroy, he's being over minister every single moment. So now he has a conflict. Should he stay with the Meis Mitzvah and take care of that, end up with Chometz and being Urban Isser, or not? He says, in a case where L'Acha Shasa Beer, Mahani Bittul, Yahshua Lavar, Kimashie Shos, L'Hatzalach HaKat. So the case so far was the case where he has time for him to do both. Go back. But that's only if he's definite. It is obvious to him, it is clear to him that he'll have time to go back and come back and still save the life. Because if there's any question of a danger to the life, that overtakes precedence over the chametz. In a case where he's probably able to get back in time, it should be okay. No problems, it should be. You're about to be back in time, go. If not, don't go.
Okay. Mace,
someone has also vashes over here. Yeah.
A couple of times
said mace. Thank you. Meant this bishop was someone has also vashes. Correct. Rav Mechrenim kosa shiyeshos bavadai achar kach lahatzel gam ken lo yachzel avar. Even if you feel confident, the person feels confident, all the time to go back and come back and say, and save the person from the fire. We're afraid once a person goes back, we don't know whether other types of issues he'll get involved in, and by thereby losing his, not being back in time and presenting a danger to somebody's life. So that's, so we've discussed going back for mitzvah, going back for tzolos tefoshes. That's in the Mechaber, and then the Mishnah Berurah discussed the case of Meis Hitzah. What about Letzarech Atzmi? Laman Al, Letzarech Atzmi, Ayin Berachredim. They suppose Kama Fila, Hu Ma'ariv, Kei Leilach Lilmot Eitzel Rabbi, Mikri Dvar Rishus, Legabi Mitzis Beer. He's going out to put down an Eruv Tchumen, which will allow him tomorrow on Yom Tov to travel from where he is to where his Rebbe is to learn Torah. Can't travel too far away unless he puts in a Ruvit Techumen. So he needs to go Erev Shabbos and place the Ruvit Techumen. So that's a Tzarech Mitzvah. So now he has a conflict between that and doing beer. So Mechaber said, if you're doing the Tzarech Atzer for his own purposes, we say, excuse me, stop what you're doing and go do beer, do your beer. Is that called the Tzarech Atzer? He's doing it to learn. So he brings, they say that in some opinions, I feel you have to go back and do beer. Now, what's talking of logic? So, learning is the most important mitzvah, but mitzvahs take precedent over learning. If it's not possible through somebody else. Because the whole purpose of learning is able to do the mitzvahs properly. So you can't say, well, you know, I learned, yeah, but I'm not going to do the mitzvahs. How did I? The whole purpose of learning is to know how to do the mitzvahs properly. If it's possible to have somebody else do the mitzvah, so listen, you know, it's a question that you're learning or somebody else doing the mitzvah, let him do the mitzvah, you'll learn. But if the only way to do it is that you have to interrupt, you have to interrupt. So you can't use arranging Eruvit Techum in order to be able to go learn as a reason not to do the mitzvah beer. That would not be logical. Yeah. So the situation is going with Tzarech Atzmi, the loch, he has to go back immediately after Miyad Lama Beis, the virus commits his Chachamim, go back and do beer with the Chachamim. Instead of Philu Krahitzik, but there he started traveling, Shein Doichim, Mitzvah Chachamim, Ibnei, Dvar Rishus. That was your decision, you want to go, said the Dvar Rishus, and Zachiv Darbonon, to do beer, so you didn't do that. Go back. Akamu Chayzer. Koyam Mash and Iska Liel. Let's go back on what we just mentioned. The feeling Halach Dvar Rishus. Even if he's going for a Dvar Rishus, not a mitzvah. Bekim Shehechzik Kvar B'Derech. Once a person started traveling. Yeah, I did it. So we said, so once you started going, even if it's for the Rishus, if it's less than a kebeah, Chazal didn't tell you to stop. El daila b'bitul dushtu b'bitul. But a situation where bittul is not an option. So then, even though it's less than a kebeya, tzarech lachzor miyad, afilu mein shemel kezayis chometz. The iser by Rabbi Motze is tolling the kezayis. Shereik holds man sheim mevarim in oilam legamri whoever al mitzvah seishal Torah. We pass in the shear of the iser by Rabbi Motze is a kezayis. So it's less than a kebeya, but you're being, if there's no option of bittul, every single second the person will be over in a very, you can't ignore that. Let's say it's less than a kezayis, then even after this mana beer, the mana bittul, she asked the base, so go. When you come back, you'll be mevar. It might be 2 days later, but you're going to come back and there'll be beer then. Yom Tov or Shabbos. If he has a coming back, let's say, on a Yom Tov. He only arrives back in his house, it's Yom Tov or Shabbos. Can't do beer then. It's like you found chametz in your house. What do you mean you find chametz in your house? You covered it, you covered the kli. Okay, ches. So this is a situation where you have other chametz. It was said Zion. What is the situation where you have a dough and the dough is rising? It's not chametz yet. The person's traveling back. He didn't make it back until he's walking. And he made it back home half an hour after Shkia. He can walk Tum. As long as he's in the Tum of the house, he can keep walking. It's possible to come back on Shabbos. Hoshel Isa Bebez, so he has a dough. Vutar B'mokamacher, and he's busy somewhere else. V'yarei Shematach, he's afraid that the dough will rise and become chametz. So Mavala believe in Kadam Shetachmetz. He says, you know, just do bitul before it becomes chametz, you won't be having any issur when the chametz comes. So even though it's in the middle of Yom, middle of Pesach, as long as it hasn't turned into chametz yet, you can be mevatel. It's like being mevatel before Pesach. It's not chametz. The issur is once you have chametz in Pesach, you're stuck. You can't do bitul. You have to do beer. But I don't have chametz in Pesach yet. I have someone who will be chametz. So meanwhile, I can be mevatel it. Avim hikmitz have already turned into chametz, and a bitul moel im who achers mani sur. Then bitul will not work once it's the time of the prohibition started, so he'd have to go back. He'd have to go destroy it. Lama dalit, haysal isa, perish. I feel achas mani suroi. Even though it's after the time of isur, time of bittul is sufficient. Kiv and shabbos is shah dain lahichmas. It isn't chametz yet. Havidina kemoi kadam is on isur. It's the same thing as chametz before the sixth hour on erev Pesach or non chametz on Pesach and not isur. So you can do bittul. He can't come back and bake it. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Say, right now it hasn't become chametz yet. How do you stop the chametz process? You bake it. Problem is, by the time he comes back to bake it, it's going to be too late. Or it might be too late. So he should do bittul. If it became chametz, now let's say he doesn't know. If he's a sheer meal, v'vada hichmitza v'lo mahani bittul. We assume if the dough's been sitting without anybody working the dough, doing with the dough for the time it takes to walk a meal, which is 18 minutes, let's say, we assume that's chametz. So bittul will not work. And a bit of moil. Varber bechol shol al bayira. The tzark leilas will take him to beis levar. See, he must interrupt what he's doing and go back and destroy it. Can't say, you know, well, I'll finish up what I'm doing over here and I'll go back later. Okay. Second. Yeah. I wanted to share something in the Bir Halacha with you before. So Lomel's been nice. Two points in the Bir Halacha. Actually, a few points in the Bir Halacha. In Bir Halacha, Lomel's been nice. It's back on the previous page. She says it's not only his own son. If the person's a moil and he's going to do meal on another child, it's also called Dvar Mitzvah. In the case where the father cannot do it himself. So he says, because of that situation, everybody has responsibility to make sure the child gets a meal. That's the rice. The moral turns out that Mila has three steps. The first, the Ikir Chiyuv is on the father. if the father didn't do it, there's a chiyuv on the child to make sure that he gets it also when he develops enough to respect. And there's a chiyuv on Kaisel to do it, to make sure the child gets a meal. Okay, that's the point in Debir Maskel Lomal Spanoi. And so it's Erison, he says he has a very difficult understanding over here. I think you have to point out. So we are calling Sudas Erison significant enough that if he's on his way to do a Sudas Erison and he has the problem with Bittul, which and he can't do both, forget about the Bittul, forget about the beer, and just go to Sudas Erison. So it sounds like, wow, Sudas Erison is like, you know, way up there in regards to Sudas Mitzvahs. You see, there's a din in Reshma and Tez. You can't make a Sudas Erison on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. So what? Because it's not important enough that we're going to allow you to make it on Erev Yom Tov. So how do we have a situation where he's going to do Sudas Erison on Erev Pesach? If you can't make a Sudas Erison on Erev Pesach. Right? Good question. So he wants to say a suggestion. That halacha which does not allow you someone in the afternoon, but in the morning it's possible to do it. So that's how we explain that. Then Lahatzman in Dear Maskel Lahatzman and Nor, he says the case is to show some case where people's lives are being endangered. What about if we're not worried about danger to life? We're just worried about loss of property. So Chazal were makel that let him do bittul. If he's worried about it, by the time he goes back and does the beer, and comes back, you know, so the river has flooded his field and it's done. You know, that's what's supposed to happen then. Or somebody else's property. Okay. Okay. Here.